I'm Reggie.
And this is R&B Talks.
R&B Talks.
Does your beat talk? No, just kidding.
Can I let me demonstrate my mood for you?
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. I agree. It has been a harrowing 2 weeks. Oh, buddy.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say really quick. Can I tell you this? Right?
Sure, tell me.
It is probably for the benefit of the entire human race that I have not been in person with any liberals this week.
I've been surrounded by them.
I have not, and thank God. I do think I'm so outraged. Now, unless today, I think I reached peak outrage probably Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, my pastor did a beautiful, Pastor Pete Baumgartel at Lanesville Christian blew it out of the park with his sermon about, and he talked about Charlie Kirk and all that kind of stuff. It was perfect. Emotional though, man, I was like tears and everything, you know, yeah. Which I don't usually do. And then we had the Lanesville Heritage Festival. Okay. And yeah. I was at the fair a lot this week because Thursday was when it opened. So the girls had their
American Heritage Girls, right?
Yeah. They had their meeting, which is at the Lanesville Christian Church. So I just went to the fair myself and just ate my butt out. Just ate it. Ate whatever I violated all my low carb, no sugar thing.
Okay.
Which was awesome. And then Saturday they were in the parade. So we were there for a while on Saturday for the parade. And then we went back Sunday because my daughter's birthday and she wanted to go to the fair that day and do all that stuff. Okay. Anyway, it took everything. And I mean, I'm talking everything. That's me visibly walking towards the Democrat party. Cause they have a booth there.
Yeah.
And struggling to pull myself to go away. Cause it's not that stop the phone. Not saying I was going to do anything physical. That's not what I'm saying. No, don't go there. That's not what I'm saying. But certainly talk to them sternly, right? It took everything not to do that.
I feel a little differently. And I noticed this. The day Charlie Kirk was shot, I was stunned. I didn't talk a lot all day because I was just trying to reconcile how it's this 31-year-old father of two, husband, head of one of the great conservative groups that's running around right now, trying to conserve and preserve civil discourse, shot on a college campus, a place where free speech is supposed to be welcome. So I was reconciling that. And then I got onto my Instagram and it was almost psychotic, man. The very first reel that shows up is someone from the crowd videotaping a close up of Charlie Kirk taking it in the neck and bleeding out. And that added a whole nother layer of just horrificness to it. I won't watch it again. I can't watch it again. I'm not going to. Which led to me deleting my Facebook and my Instagram. I was so mad that somebody was so callous and unfeeling towards that man's family after they watched him be assassinated. They were there front row for all that. I began to have people walk up to me and show me videos of people celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. And it was almost like it dawned on me instantly. This isn't liberal or conservative. This isn't Democrat or Republican. These people are the true face of evil. I don't care about your politics. I don't care about your need to impose your will. You're celebrating the death of a man, the orphaning of children, and the widowing of a wife as if it's your birthday and you're going to the club.
Not just that, though. Here's the other disturbing part about that, Brian. Right. It's not just the people celebrating it. It's actually the other people who aren't, they're not outright celebrating it, but they're kind of unapologetically
turning a blind eye
or just saying, eh, you know, he or he deserved it kind of thing.
Well, and here's
because of his racist or phobic comments.
Well, and here's I'm kind of going there. And here's where it got me. Here's where it put me into the position I'm in now. What really got me was no one on the left was telling them to stop. There was a lot of them that were giving platitudes. There shouldn't be political violence. That's not good. But not Cory Booker, not AOC, Bernie,
Obama,
Hakeem Jeffries, Obama.
Obama came out and did say it was. I think he did. I don't remember. I thought he was apologetic.
None of them came in and went, enough is enough.
No, they didn't say that. I don't know.
None of them came in and said, you guys are completely out of line. I don't care whether you agreed with him or disagreed with him. This is a man with a family and a wife and children and a life that he had worked tirelessly to build for what he believed. This is a man who put his family at times second to go into these college campuses and to invite people that disagreed with him to a microphone and say, I want to know what you think. And often times say, I'll be quiet, change my mind. And I just saw you used the word earlier. I think I texted it to you earlier this week. It's demonically evil.
This has been so you got the stabbing in of the Ukrainian girl,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Out of the blue.
By a guy who's been in jail 12 times and released by a liberal judge.
You have a school shooting, it was a truly demonic week, I would say, right? And look, I don't care if you believe in that stuff or not. I really don't. And don't come at me right now with that. You don't want to hear my response. But here's the thing, Brian. There is a problem. We have a problem. And you hear the left trying, they're trying to spin and twist everything they can to make it look like their ideology doesn't lead to extremism and violence. And this goes back to the Obama administration. And I have painstakingly gone through and looked at data and statistics about violent acts and all this kind of stuff. And what you got to understand about all this, because I want to make sure this is really clear, that they don't record political leanings or anything like that when in most violent things that happen. That's not really what, unless it's a clear politically motivated event, there's no tracking of this. What you're left with is these independently just saying, hey, this guy had this, or the manifesto said something like that to indicate something like this. Okay. So for one, you have that going on. The second thing you have going on is that we have seen and if you haven't seen this, you are so stupid that, you know, the law enforcement agencies and our intelligence agencies were compromised and biased to one particular ideology. And it wasn't the right who blatantly swayed things and pulled things to the left winning side of the fence, including aligning justification and stuff for certain things. For instance, the Charlestown shooting guy, right? The red haired dude that was freaking off his rocker. They kept saying he was right wing, right? No, they had so many things that said otherwise. And that's still, they label it as such. You have other stuff like it was an anti-Semitic guy who killed a bunch of people. He wasn't that. He was Palestinian.
Yeah.
Right. But yet they still label it as far right wing kind of stuff. Those are just two examples. There's a bunch of it. Right. But what you have to look at is how many mega rallies were did you see where people were being attacked or out in public, somebody wearing a mega hat was actually threatened or attacked? How many people wearing mega shirts or something like that were being accosted or at least threatened for stuff like that? How many wearing a freaking Harris shirt or something who would show up at a Trump rally, were they accosted or anything? The answer is no, by the way, no. Please show me if you disagree, because I'd love to see that. So my point is, you have all these wackos, and here's why this all leads to here. And I let me tell you something. I've been using AI. I've been trying to learn AI. I've been doing everything in AI because I'm a technology guy. If you don't know this or not, I've been working in the technology space now for all my adult life. I am extremely high level. So don't, if you want to argue about this, happy to. But so I've been trying to dig into AI and see what's going on. Yeah. AI is looking at things, and it's looking at the major media sources and the FBI and the statistics and stuff like that of the classifications of stuff. It does not know. It does not have the intelligence to discern what is actually reported correctly or not, or even that it's going to look at other sources and independence. Even if you point them out,
yeah, it'll acknowledge that. It's biased by the information that it's fed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then even if you ask it so, and I've done this before, it does have a bias. The creators that have created, not all of them. See, you got to understand there's different AI engines too.
Yeah. Grok doesn't really have that much of a bias.
ChatGPT does by far. And you can test this yourself, by the way.
I use Grok. So.
Okay. So anyway, the point being is that when you have an ideology that praises and lifts up the killing of babies in the womb, when you have an ideology that encourages you to follow your heart and happiness is the end goal, when you have an ideology that praises mental health disorders and actually encourages it, and by that I mean the gender stuff and everything else, yes, that's still a mental disorder. When you have those things, that ideology that lines up with that, forget about the whole like work ethic stuff and everything else that goes along with everything else. Those ideologies create the fascism, the Nazism, the violent acts like that. That's what that ideology, that's the same ideology that they self-reflect, right? This is what they do. The stuff they've called everybody on the other side is actually just a plain self-reflection about what they are. They're trying to sway everything to that. That's what I'm going to tell you. You try to dissuade me about that. I'd love to have an argument with you. Just come on at me, please.
Well, okay.
Where I'm at.
Here's the thing. Let's not forget this Luigi Mangione, where people were having a party outside the courtroom because he got charges dropped after cold-bloodedly shooting a man in the back. He didn't shoot him in the front. He didn't let him know it was coming. He rolled up on him like a punk, and shot him in the back, just like the guy that shot Charlie Kirk. He couldn't get close enough to look the man in the eye, so he laid out from 200 yards and took him out and then tried to run and hide.
This is not the only isolated incident either.
But here's the thing. Luigi Mangione mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
Yep. He's a mentally ill guy.
A demonic. Maybe even possessed.
Whoever the guy is, I don't even want to know the guy's name that shot Charlie Kirk. I don't want to know it. Obviously mentally ill. Transgender ideologies all coming to the surface. Extremely left-leaning. Catholic school that got shot up during the mass. Trans ideology, extremely left-leaning.
The other school
shooting.
There was like four or five
left-leaning ideology. And we can go back to the school in Tennessee, the school shooting in Tennessee, transgender, trans ideology. I'm gonna proffer a theory, and then we can discuss this theory if you'd like.
Pontificate, if you will.
It's the same theory as I've had about all of the misbehaviors in the Catholic Church amongst the priests there for a long time. I have that same theory as of right now. With the absolute just lack of respect for life and the willful disregard for God's plan, when you begin to corrupt God's plan, these are the sorts of things that happen. And it's very disheartening for me to say that I think, and I'm not an end of days guy, and I'm not going to start being one, but I am going to say this. Sodom and Gomorrah ignored God's word and he rained sulfur on them. I think,
bro, he did a global flood.
Yeah, he did a global
wiped
flood.
Out the entire.
He wiped out the entire existence except for two animals of each species and a family.
I mean, come on.
I think we're knocking on the door of something very dangerous, and that is the complete and utter abandonment of God in our nation. And I think that, along with a lot of what's going on lately, which I've seen is a lot of what I like to call Christian abuse. I see a lot of ministers and pastors getting weathered with physical and verbal abuse and harassed. But there's not a gun problem, because if it was a gun problem, you'd have liberal and conservative shooters. You'd have, and it's the side that's screaming gun problem that's shooting everybody.
Or it's politically motivated.
Yeah.
Qualifying it politically motivated type of thing
now,
where you can do that.
This is not me saying there's never been a conservative assassin or a conservative killer.
Correct.
I will never say that.
Correct.
All men can be corrupted in that way. But in recent memory, you cannot find me one.
Okay, AI does full find those for you.
Good.
Okay.
Because it'll put a little bit more.
But again, they're classifying these people out of data that's been misreported or that's been qualified incorrectly. And you can this is why independent news sources today bring a whole new way of verification and alignment of facts, because you can't just, we know. The major news outlets are biased. We already know this. Like it's full of propaganda and all this stuff. We know Hollywood is absolutely biased and full of propaganda. You know that. I mean, like, it's not even a question, right? So the independent stuff is absolutely where you go to find truth. And sometimes, look, I'm not saying the right wing stuff, like Daily Wire, right?
Yeah,
I love the Daily Wire. I think they can do some good things, but sometimes, they
get a little out of line.
They spin things and do stuff too, dude. Okay, but let me get back to this a little bit, dude. What you're saying, you're absolutely right. Huh. But what I'll say is, my wife, God love her so much, sent me 2 Peter 2. And if you're not familiar with 2 Peter 2, you should read it. It is so aligned with what we have today. I probably won't read it for you because it's a lot, right? But basically what it's saying is, hey, look, there's false prophets everywhere. Why would you think anything that, you know, they're exploit the their greed, and they'll exploit with false words, their judgment, you know, is all from there. But you know, God did not spare angels who sinned, but cast them into the pit, delivered them to chains of darkness, being kept for judgment. You know, he didn't spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah. He rescued Lot. And to keep the unrighteous under punishment for their, especially those who go after the flesh in its corrupt lust and despise authority. Daring self-willed, they do not tremble when they blaspheme glorious ones. Whereas, you know, it basically comes up to say, look, I mean, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. Okay? So look, people who are not of the faith, man, they're what do you expect out of them? Okay. But we have encouragement, we have promises, and we have things that are going to happen for, we have an eternal awesome place we go to.
We do. But I found something telling showed up. My dear Reginald.
Let's have it.
One of my favorite books that I've ever read is The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
Love them.
It's an amazing book. And, a friend of mine who I've talked to a lot about this book, sent me an excerpt from the book and I forgot about it. Now, to give everybody a little bit of background, what Screwtape letters are, you have Uncle Screwtape and Wormwood. Uncle Screwtape is an upper demon. Wormwood is a lower demon. Uncle Screwtape is coaching Wormwood Wormwood on how to corrupt individuals. And I just want to read this excerpt because if C.S. Lewis wasn't prophetic at times, he was nothing. So it says, "My dear Wormwood, be sure that the patient remains completely fixated on politics. Arguments, political gossip, and obsessing on the faults of people they have never met serves as an excellent distraction from advancing in personal virtue. Character and the things the patient can control make sure to keep the patient in a constant state of angst, frustration, and general disdain towards the rest of the human race in order to avoid any kind of charity or inner peace from further developing. Ensure the patient continues to believe that the problem is out there in the broken system rather than recognizing that there is a problem within himself. Keep up the good work, Uncle Screwtape."
I wrote a paper on that, by the way.
Buddy, if that doesn't give you an absolute window into what's happening right now, I don't know what would.
I just want to say that I don't really care about political right and left. I really don't.
But I think the point of this is...
It is. Don't get distracted by it.
This is what everyone's being victimized right now and what's helping them forget their humanity and justifying the acts that they're carrying out.
Is by political means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying, for where I'm at, I am so disenfranchised from the whole political circus as it is, right? Because I don't care for how some of the right acts...
Both sides are awful.
Yeah, but... And I don't think either of them have great answers for things. I think the right tends to be more aligned, but not completely. Okay. And I think the only thing is Christ, man. I mean, that's it. That's it. Now I made my one post about all this and it was like the only cure for any of this stuff is Jesus Christ. And that's it. That's his gospel, his truth, his way, his life. His death, that is it. That is the only way that you can mend or cure or get rid of all this crap, and that's it. But what I think is that this whole thing will spike and just there'll be a flame of stuff that comes from the political arena.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, I don't want to give Trump any reason to go full tyrannical because I think he has the potential to do so.
Yes, I think he does. Yes.
Right? I mean, I really don't.
He already has the ego of someone who is of that nature. The only thing holding him back right now is he did pick some folks to go on his side that are going to hold the line. Cash Patel, a lot of those guys, they're not there to be Trump flunkies. They're there to enforce the law, which I appreciate.
So, I mean, even Vance, like I love Vance and I love how he comes out strong. But there's some things I kind of cringe at, you know, but I guess where I'm at here is that this is for my peer group. For anybody on the left, you have to look at your own house. And I mean, you've had to do this for a while. Like there's a reason why the election was the way it was.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you're seeing so much outrage right now at this. There's a reason
why your party is the most unpopular it's ever been in history.
Ever been. I mean, and I'm not saying, look, that's not the, but you, and again, it's not your politics ain't going to fix anything.
No, it's not.
And I think we are as Christians, as Jesus freaks, as crossbacks, as it's been called, Bible beaters. You know, we will be persecuted. We will be vilified. That's what will happen by the world. We live in America, which is, look, blessed as it is. I mean, it's still it's still secular in a lot of things, right? Especially when you get in a conversation with some atheist about church and state and separation of all that, it gets really stupid real quick and really misunderstood. So let me get back to something real quick, because I think this is important. I've seen time now. I have only been on social media briefly because I really don't want to be these. There's a lot of people that have made me angry. And I have unfriended a few people because they post stuff like they'll compare Charlie Kirk with, George Floyd.
Well, there's an easy way to see how it works, right? When George Floyd died, they burned everything down. When they murdered Charlie Kirk, we all prayed. Like, that's the difference, right? We're not the same. We're not the same people.
No, not only that, but you're talking about who an actual criminal,
yeah,
an addict who was resisting arrest,
yeah,
who didn't care for his family,
no,
didn't even care one bit, was kind of deadbeat, didn't
care
dad.
For himself,
no, and then you try to compare that with Charlie Kirk, who was doing all of this and more. So it's just this is the real false ideology come to light about all this stuff. But I want to make something abundantly clear, because you see this time, and I've seen this so much by people, and it's been debunked so many times, but you're still seeing it because I think they want to push it to keep, it's like the same thing they do all the time. Keep pushing the narrative. You say it enough, people are, but Charlie Kirk was never a racist. He was not homophobic or transphobic or any of that stuff. Yeah. Absolutely not. If you cannot tell the context by which he was talking about DEI or any of that other stuff, you're just a moron. I mean, I was just going to say it. You're just an idiot.
Yeah.
And there's no space for you in my to argue. There's none. No. So if you can't realize the context of those things, then don't even bother. It's just no. But it keeps coming up all the time. And it's absurd. Absolutely absurd. And it's used to say, is that meh face around his death?
Yeah.
No. Now, there has been harassment for his family.
Oh, my goodness.
After all this, too. Harassment at his family.
Children.
His wife and kids have been harassed. What in the world? No. I don't care who you are. No. The second thing is, and more things. There's so many things. I should say this. There's so many things. Just, I'm appalled. I'll just say this. I am so appalled at some of these freaking people. And again, you know, I just look, I've really come to, I don't accept the things that are going on. I don't condone this or that, but there's a real possibility where this could lead to some serious confrontations between political ideologies that shouldn't exist. This could, especially when you talk about good old boys, lead to some serious things. And I hope it doesn't. But all it takes is the Antifa nonsense to rile up again or something like that. But there's one ideology that burns down cities and burns up businesses and attacks people. And there's one ideology that hosts prayer vigils and pitch in dinners. So you pick which one that you think is right, but it's pretty clear which one that is. Anyway, look, the thing about Charlie, we actually mentioned Charlie Kirk on this show quite a few times because of his, just, he was so sharp.
Yeah.
Man, that dude.
Hyper intelligent.
That dude was just, his recall of stuff was just on it. And yeah, he always presented it with the fact. But the one example that I keep seeing the most of is when he was talking about if he walks onto a plane, sees a black pilot, he doesn't want to wonder if that was a DEI hire or not.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with it. Actually, he's actually talking about it in the most unracist example as possible. He wants to look at the person as a pilot that's sitting there.
I just want to know he's qualified to do the job.
Yeah. That's not that it. He was hired.
I don't care if he's black, white, brown,
doesn't matter.
Purple, green.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care if he's from Mars, as long as he's qualified to do the job.
And by the way, let me just say this. The whole like being homophobic or transphobic thing is a complete misuse of those words. And he was never afraid of any of those people.
No,
by the way. And I am not either. I've never been and will never be afraid of those people. I feel sorry for those people. So there, I don't care. Now, what, Brian, let me ask you this, man. There is a point, though, when it becomes necessary to say, you call evil, evil. You don't associate with it. You don't go any farther with it. You don't even get in a debate with it. Where are we at, you think, in that scale of discourse and debate versus full on just nope, we're done talking.
It's funny you ask me that, because I'm going to speak about something and I might not feel this way in a month, but I feel this way right now. Thomas Jefferson once said that all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people to remain silent. Stop remaining silent. I'm not calling anybody to go commit a violent act. I would never do that. But when you hear wrong, call wrong out. If someone around you is celebrating the death of an individual, you need to let that person know they're wrong. I had to let somebody know they were wrong yesterday. I had someone laugh and say something about Charlie Kirk and then make the motion where there was a noose around their neck. And I just told them, I was like, how worthless a human are you that you're so callous to the world and so stupid to the impact of your words that you would say something like that, thinking that it would be acceptable socially to anyone other than the group of absolutely lost and ignorant people you associate with. I'm tired of holding my tongue and being like, they're just stupid. You're not stupid, you're evil. And I'm going to call it like I see it. And let's be clear, this has nothing to do with Charlie Kirk. If a man walked up to my neighbor's house after my neighbor died and reveled in the death of my neighbor, it would be just as bad. He had family. He had people that meant something to him. What is wrong with these people, Reggie? What is wrong? What is so broken in a person that your natural kickback response to a tragedy is to revel in the gore of it, is to revel in the loss of it? I'm going to tell you, and if they were here right now, you people are on the level of the worst human beings I've ever seen. Like if there were aliens and they flew here and they were like, what is the worst you got? I would line all you morons up and be like, here you go. Here's the worst we have. And here's what really gets me and why it makes me feel this way and why I don't want to be quiet anymore. Because it's not just dumb teenagers who don't have any life experience. It's not 20-somethings who just are trying to find their way. It's not 30-somethings. It's government officials and district attorneys and mayors and governors.
Authors.
And authors.
And Stephen King.
You, oh my God, what in the name of all that is holy is wrong with you people that you feel like this is okay? Like, I get it. You can say, I didn't really like Charlie Kirk, but if it's not followed by, but that really is terrible for his family, and I'm really sorry about what happened to his family, and nobody deserves to die like that, you aren't worth the flesh you're printed on. It's unbelievable to me that there are people who literally are basking and reveling in the heartache of two children and a wife. In the heartache of moms and dads who lost a son, people who lost a brother, people who lost a friend. What is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you worthless bags of crap. I'm sorry. I can't even begin. And I want to say much worse, but I'm not going to. I'm just not like I'm not being quiet anymore. I'm not. If you're a moron, I'm going to tell you you're a moron. If you're acting stupid, I'm going to tell you you're acting stupid. If you are violating other people's rights and freedoms, I'm going to tell you that you are. I'm done being the quiet one.
Well, I don't think we've been quiet, though.
Yeah, but I'm talking about everywhere.
Well, I hear you. But I mean,
I'm done being the quiet one.
I think of all things, we're trying to be vocal here.
Yeah.
You know, now, regardless of how many people listen to this or not, this is just the way, we're putting this out in public. It's not like people can't see it. So,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, man, darkness loves the darkness, man. They just love to swallow in that darkness, bro. I mean, they're not looking for light to shine. They're wallowing in their self and their own darkness, bro. It's crazy. Anyway, look, my heart broke for the Kirks.
Yeah. I don't even know how, if you get a chance to go and listen to, his wife's speech, you can listen to it on Spotify. It was very moving. She gave about a 17-minute speech and it was very moving. And if you ever want to hear what absolute heartbreak sounds like, listen to that speech. 'Cause she's crushed.
Yeah.
But stay strong. If you're a person of faith, stay strong. It is what it is.
Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. 1 Peter 4:12, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ. Matthew 5:10-11, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
I'm going to quote one of your favorites, liberals, Bill Clinton.
Sweet.
Bill Clinton once said, the road to tyranny, we must never forget, begins with the destruction of the truth.
He would know.
Yeah.
He would know.
My prayers are going to go out to the Kirk family. My prayers go out to all the people at Turning Point USA who are mourning the loss of a leader and a friend. Absolute prayer for all of this at the end of the day is that we can return to a day when we all didn't agree, but we were all okay. But I honestly cannot say that in the near future I see that happening, because divisiveness begets divisiveness, and the left is just trying to drive the wedge in, and it's so blatant. So guys, just protect yourself, protect who you are and what you do, and just be safe.
Well, and guard your peace.
Yeah.
Guard your peace, pray, be in the word. Don't let the world dictate your life where it is. Let your faith ground it in the gospel. Use it as a guide for what you should do and say and be like today. Don't let politics or the secular, moronic, evil, demonic nonsense. I still say this today, the woke demonic death cult is a mind virus, and it's horrible. And that is what is a part of the current cacophony of nonsense.
And finally, to quote Charlie Kirk, always and at all times, seek the truth.
Seek the truth. For R&B Talks,
I'm Brian.
I'm Reggie.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.